Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee as we talk Pella Girls wrestling right around the midway point of the season over winter break here with Adam Hale, head coach. First of all, it's been a little bit since we had a chance to catch up. You've had a lot of action so far, a lot of fun for the girls, a very new team that we talked about back in November that has really shown some exciting potential. What's it been like to be with this group, especially with so many incoming newcomers? Obviously, some of the changes when the Knoxville girls left and started their own team and a little bit of everything in between.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Our room is full, like full. We've got 19 girls on our roster, so we're kind of busting at the seams a little bit, and that's a fun spot to be in. And it's fun to see everybody starting to find their way with the wrestling. I think we talked about it earlier, but like we're to the point where we have girls that have wrestled before and know all the basics and all that, and so we're able to get through those basics with our new wrestlers quicker because our experienced ones can help teach the new ones, and so that just helps us accelerate things a lot more. So we're already through basically everything that we've covered, like wrestling curriculum wise, at this point in the year for what we covered all of last year. So it's kind of we're ahead of the game that way. We're able to get through more. We're able to pick up the intensity a little bit. But yeah, it's just really fun seeing too the new group of girls. Like you said, so many new ones. We've got a big freshman class too, and just seeing them all mix in. It's a different mix than it has been in the past, but it's still a good mix. You still see those bonds forming, so it's been fun.
Competition-wise, you've been a little bit of everywhere in terms of maybe some big tournaments. I know you ended up at Cedar Rapids Prairie. You got your first tournament victory somewhere in there as a team. Obviously, you've had some dual meets against some very solid competition, too. Again, you know, the schedule's still getting formed because there's new schools every year. There's new competitions forming every year. How do you feel this first half or so of the season's gone, and what's it been like to see the girls challenged by so much variety?
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a little bit different. We've had things canceled because of like football making the dome, and we're supposed to have a meet that day, but we're like, oh no, go cheer your classmates on and everything. So we missed one there, so we've got a little bit of schedule shifting going on kind of as we go, and there's always the looming threat of weather for this second half of the season. So the schedule thing, like even just besides adding new schools and we'll shift to conference competition a little bit more next year, it's going to be more of an official thing. So that's always evolving right now, but yeah, we've been able to get a lot of different competitions in. We had a really fun duel with Newton. I know we lost it, but it was a close one that came down to the last match. And so it's fun to have those duels where it's not just full of everybody forfeiting and having two teams with pretty full lineups and a good crowd getting into it, and both benches getting into it as well. So that was fun. Getting our first tournament win, we were at Norwalk, and we picked that up. We've been kind of in the hunt a couple times the past year especially. Last season especially, and actually I think at that same Norwalk hunt last year, I think they didn't keep an official team score. I think had they, we might have won that one too. But so our first official one this year is nice to get checked off. And then Cedar Rapids is always a good test heading into the break. There's whatever 27 teams there, and we finished just right about in the middle of that group, and that felt like a pretty good spot for us where we are and where we're building. So yeah, it was a good test. We got the nice thing with a big tournament like that is that how the brackets work out is that you're going to get girls matches against people that are kind of their level with how the brackets fall, but you're also going to get the matches against girls that are really going to push them and challenge them. And so we want those challenges so we can see where we need to grow still. And so it's a really good dipstick as we go into break and have this extra practice time to work through.
Here with Adam Hale, head coach of the Pella girls wrestling team, this interview powered by Hy-Vee. And there have been some names we talked about. I've got to interview some of your captains already now as we're talking, and some of those are airing in the coming week. But you have some returners who have obviously grown from the last couple of years. Obviously, Isabella Smith is one of those who's a state qualifier. Elizabeth Thomas, who's dealt with some injuries and wants to get to state, kind of your leaders in terms of returning experience. Mm-hmm. They've had great starts of the year. And then you've had a lot of newcomers who have either rapidly found themselves some success, others that are kind of navigating different weight classes and all those other things. Just from a roster perspective, of those 19 girls, how exciting is it to see some of those names emerge at not just qualifying for state, but those who are finding themselves at certain weight classes and building the depth of this team?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So we haven't had it yet because of people being sick or whatever, or injured, but this is the first year that we've had potential to fill all 14 weights. I think we filled 13 last year, but we're never quite there. But we never had the potential because of how descent plans and weight management stuff goes. So this is the first year that we had that potential. So that's kind of a fun thing. We haven't hit that milestone, but it's fun to have that kind of within reach. And then, yeah, just seeing all the new people, whether they're middle school wrestlers who have stepped into a varsity spot, or new wrestlers who are stepping into a varsity spot, or even into a JV spot, and seeing the growth there. It's been fun to see the progress, and it's fun just having like JV girls, like to have a point, hit the point in our roster where we have multiple people out of weight. So if somebody is gone or sick, like, hey, you can step in here. Yeah, but so like you mentioned, Elizabeth's having a really strong year. Isabella's having a really strong year, taking really good steps based on where they were, seeing some growth there. They've both been good leaders to us, along with Lyndon, our other captain. She's been awesome with that, and just really a good servant's heart with her leadership there. And then with newcomers, we've got like Jenna Van Wyk has had a really strong start to the year. Emma Smith, both of them are freshmen. Bree Shannon is new to the sport and taking to it really well. So we just have there's a lot of excitement. All the other people in our lineup are taking good steps towards growth too, and like taking good strides. And again, like with having 18, 19 girls in the room, we have different partners for our girls, so they're able to get different feels, which just helps us get a lot better too as we mix and match there.
So as we look at 2025, the calendar doesn't start till January 11th. So before that, you've got a fundraiser coming up. And I know that there are girls that are going out in the community. Even as people listen to this on Saturday, they may run into a girls wrestler trying to build that culture and that excitement. And you've got some help from some 5-0, if you will, and also yes, some of the successful fall coaches to try and build more momentum for this girls wrestling team.
Yeah, so we call it the Indy 500 because it's just a race. We just run a bunch of laps. So it seems like a fitting name. And Craig Ford at Pella Motors does a matching donation for us and is kind of the title sponsor for that. He's really generous that way. And what it is you pair up with a partner, and one of you carries weights as you walk around the loop of the high school, and the other partner sprints and they catch you. And once you get caught, you give your partner the weights and you trade roles. And so it's a workout that we always do, and we found a way to kind of monetize it and get some support for our program. It's been kind of fun. So girls can get pledges per lap, or they can get flat donations to go to their team. And then the winning team gets to pick conditioning for one of our practices, whatever they want to do for that time. Then we have bonus teams, which is kind of the thing that you're getting at there. We've got Coach Allman and Coach Cutler, some successful fall sports seasons there, that they've agreed to be a duo. And so they can be activated as a bonus team for a $250 donation. We're trying to get the cross country, we have a couple cross country girls on our team. We're trying to get them, just reach out to the cross country runners and parents. And if they all throw in like $2 or $3 each, then that covers that fee. And Coach Cutler won't have a problem with the running, right? But we get to make him carry some weights a little bit and mix it up. And so that'll be fun. And then we've got Officer Mitch, the SRO here, and then he called the SRO from Knoxville. They're gonna be another duo. So another $250 donation for them gets them activated. And then we've got a couple coaches teams that can be activated for $100 too. So it's just kind of a fun workout we're gonna do anyway. And then we kind of up the odds a little bit with making it a fundraiser and get some good community support, get some good community connection. But it's fun having those different faces in and around our program too, and see how they're wanting to step up and work out and give us support too.
Our superintendents and principals got to take the year off. They got to do it last year.
Yes,
so, and that gets us then straight into competition. So I believe you start on the 11th of January, and then it's pretty much a mad sprint. I know you've got your home events, the small window of home stuff you have this year coming up as well, all on that time frame, and then boom, you're into districts. What's that two-week kind of sprint look like, especially with so many meets and tournaments, knowing you have that limited window to get tidied up, so to speak, before you get to the state qualifier?
Yeah, well, that's what's kind of nice about what I mentioned earlier with getting through a lot of the curriculum we've already got through like in years past, where we're to that point this year already, is that just leaves us a lot of cleanup. So when we do the mad dash, we're able to shorten our practices up a little bit during that time, which helps us with recovery. But we're able to shorten up the time that we're spending on technique, because it's just fine tuning at that point. It's just, hey, we're dropping our hand here. It needs to be in this spot instead. It's a lot of small things. Drill it real quick and then keep going and get some good scraps in the room and get a good sweat and get home a little early for bed and studies and all that. So it is a mad dash. Yeah, I think we're going every other day for like most of that 2 weeks, I think, in there. So, but it'll be fun. And we see some good competition in there. We see some, especially at the Ogden tournament, we'll see some teams that we don't normally get to see around the state, which can help us with some seeding things down the line. So yeah, it's busy, but it's fun.
And an opportunity for the community to see the girls locally too, with some home events.
Yeah, the 14th, 16th, and 18th, I think I've got those days right for January. We've got, I think it's a home quad, a home triangular, and then a home tournament during that stretch. We'll have senior night in there as well. So yeah, it's kind of funny they all fell the same week, but it makes it a nice week where you take travel out of the equation. So it does save us a little time that way.
Well, we'll have a chance to catch up, I think, shortly after that home, you know, insane week, so to speak, yeah. with the three meets. And that'll come right before districts. That's Adam Hale, head coach of the Pella Girls Wrestling Team, the Santa Fe powered by Hy-Vee. Good to catch up with you and looking forward to seeing you at some of those home events coming up.
Sounds good. Go Dutch.